Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And a big part of this Community Connections is telling you about what's going on in the community and the different groups that are out there. And a lot of these groups operate, and we never really know what they do. So this is a great opportunity to hear more about these groups. And today we've got Anchor with us. Now, we've got two people with us. We've got Natalia from the Yarra Valley Council. We all know what the Yarra Valley Council do in various ways, but and we've got Helen from Anchor. So welcome, ladies.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having us.
No worries. Great to have you along. Helen, could you just give us a very brief overview on what Anchor do? We'll be talking about the programs, particularly with youth homelessness as we go through the afternoon, but just a very brief overview of what Anchor does, please.
Sure. Anchor are a community organisation out in the Outer East, and we support people that, are maybe struggling with housing and homelessness. And we also have foster and kinship arm as well that support carers and young people that are in out-of-home care.
So where do you get your clients from, Helen?
Well, we have opening doors in Lilydale, so that's sort of a walk-in service. We're at the TAFE, where people that are experiencing some challenges and need some support can just walk in there and have a chat to some of the Anchor staff. We also have a youth foyer, so that's supporting young people that are experiencing or at risk of homelessness, and we support them with accommodation for 2 years and help, assistance with connecting with education, connecting with employment, and connecting with the community, which is a big focus of what we do at Anchor. We're really, sort of hold a high importance in integrating our young people who may feel alienated in with the wider community.
So, Helen, from what you just said then, I gather you're not an organisation that pops in, has a couple of interviews with a person, says, feel free, and, move on. You were saying then that you have some of these people for a couple of years, do you?
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes they might, have experiences across the organisation. Like, say, they might be a young person in care and then come back through and, we've even had some people come through and, join our workforce. So
and volunteer. Yeah. And
Yeah. So we're really kind of embedded in the community here, and we feel that we're, quite well loved by the community as well, yeah.
Well, just briefly too, Natalia, what part does the Yarra Valley Council? Now, we know council does a lot of variety of things, but you're obviously involved with Anchor as well.
Yeah, so thanks, Alan. I work in the youth development team at Yarra Rangers Council. And prior to this role, I was actually working at Anchor, so I have a really positive relationship and know the good work that Anchor does. Given that it's Youth Homelessness Week, Helen and I are going to be talking about the experiences of young people experiencing homelessness in the region. And so we do a lot of collaborative work with Anchor. The main focus of our work at Council is on prevention programs. So we deliver programs that support young people to develop skills in leadership, in advocacy, in developing resilience, promoting mental well-being, and also educating the community on the role of young people and the important voice that they have within community. So we really focus on some of those drivers that lead to homelessness, such as mental ill health and all sorts of other things. And through our work, try to address those primary drivers.
All right, look, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
the look. Fire in the eyes, naked to the tomb as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad whore. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 19 minutes past 12 already and at 12 degrees. And as I said, I have from Anchor, Helen with us, and also from the Yarra Rangers Council, Natalia. No, I got that wrong again, didn't I?
You were right the first time.
Oh, what a shocker. And look, while we can have a bit of fun, it is also... quite a serious subject we're talking about today, because it is Youth Homelessness Matter Day. So I guess, Helen, we'll ask you, what's your approach to homelessness and how you develop your services, please?
Sure. So we have a couple of services that we do have within our youth development services. So first and foremost, we have our Youth FOIA program. So we're able to accommodate 15 young people at the moment, between 16 and 21, and we actually have, nine mums and bubs that we support as well, so young women that are on their own with their children, and we offer like the traditional FOIA model, which is 2 years accommodation with supporting them through engaging in education and employment. So that's a really key service that we provide.
So when you talk accommodation, like you supply them accommodation in something that Anchor are involved in, or you organise it for them?
So we have access to properties that we have share accommodation for our young people. So we have three young people in each of our units. So they learn skills around sort of living and independence, and also around share housing, which is really valuable when they do need to sort of branch out from our support and enter into the private rental market. We also have support for young people. We sort of do some outreach support if they're at risk of homelessness and sort of struggling to stay engaged in education. We can help with, you know, maybe a laptop or some tutoring or just getting their, you know, sort of some of their paperwork in order. And we also have a Creating Connections program within our program, which is about supporting young people that, you know, might just need that extra help getting into the private rental market. So we have a little bit of brokerage around that, and we can sort of help them set up their household if they need support with that. And we also have a family reconciliation worker. So often, you know, homelessness can kind of be averted if we can get in and sort of intervene early enough and sort of sort out some of those challenges that families have and young people have.
That happen at home. Helen, can I just ask you two things? First of all, you said the FOIA is 16 to 21s. Do you only deal with 16 to 21s, or what age group do you start?
The minimum is 16. Like, yep. We have gone over 21, but we kind of feel like that's sort of a, you know, there's a lot of young people in that age group, and it's
But you don't go below 16 normally.
No, we couldn't really do that. We can support young people to some degree, but for our program, they need to be on a payment, like on some sort of Centrelink payment. So why 16 is sort of the cutoff for us.
Now, you said with the mums, you've got some mums and young children. Are we talking there single, like young mums or?
Yeah, so we have mainly young mums with their children. We have actually supported some young families as well within the program. So, and it's sort of a similar, it's a little bit different because we're doing sort of really parenting support as well at times, but it really is, our focus is really on education is the way forward and, you know, looking at the young person and what their strengths and skills are and then creating opportunities so they can go to that kind of next level and then support themselves. So, you know, often it can be about sort of breaking the family patterns as well.
So when you get involved, is it very much a counselling service, or is it very much do you try to get them back into school if they've haven't been to school for a long while, or do you try and help them get their jobs, or do you just support them as a person?
Well, we do a bit of both. Our focus really is on education. So when we have a counselling meeting when young people first come into our program, so they meet with our counsellor. And then what we do is we work with the young person individually to find out what it is that is unique and, you know, what their strengths are. So we can kind of support them in working out a bit of a vision for their own future. And then we are definitely focused on education. So we have a fantastic relationship with the Box Hill TAFE out at Lilydale.
Yep.
And a lot of our young people actually end up attending there.
Oh, very good. I've got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Sunrise, I look at it burn, I look into
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And as we play some of these songs, it amazes me the name of, I reckon some of the groups have got terrific names. That one's called The Swingers with Counting the Beat. And I know there's, when I do the rock and roll show on a Sunday, one of them's called The Exciders. Now, I reckon some of these groups have come up with great names. But anyway, we're not here to talk music. We're here to talk to Anchor today. Natalia, obviously, in a lot of ways, you're involved in youth homelessness and youth, various degrees of youth. And we'd like you to tell us a little bit about your youth ambassador, if you could, please, or ambassadorship.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, as I mentioned at the top of the interview, our focus at Council is on primary prevention. One of the ways we do that is by emphasising the important role that young people have to play in the community and how integral they are in the decisions that we make, especially at places like local government. So one of the ways that young people can get involved in that important decision making is through our Youth Ambassador Program. So we're now recruiting, and they're paid positions, casual, 3 hours a week. We encourage all young people to apply regardless of previous experience. You don't have to have any experience in youth leadership or anything like that. It's an opportunity for young people to learn those leadership skills and see how local government works and actually be part of some really cool projects that help shape how we work with young people and how we work with the community more broadly. So applications for that close on the 2nd of May, and all applicants will be invited to attend a free training session on interview skills on Wednesday, the 5th of May. But this isn't compulsory.
No, and how do they, you've said it ends on May, so how do they, first of all, get an application form and what do they do with it, please?
Thanks for asking, Alan. So the best way to learn more about the program and apply is to head to our social media. So we're at Yarra Rangers Youth on both Facebook and Instagram. And you can also find us online. So you can find us, if you just search Yarra Rangers Youth, you'll find our website with all of the programs that we run. And I'd like to speak to a few of them now as well. Because the other one one of the other groups that we're recruiting to is the Youth Advisory Group. So this is really an avenue for young people to advise the council and create youth-led resources. The group meets twice a month and members are compensated for their time.
So I'm just going to play the devil's advocate there, because some people say, oh, yeah, look, I go along to council and I tell them what's going to happen and nothing ever happens. So I want you to convince the young people that they're going to really have some sort of influence.
Yeah, that's a really great point, and thanks for the opportunity to address that, because I know that that is a perception, and it's something that we're working really hard at council to address. You know, one of the focuses for our strategy is community partnership, acknowledging that community organisations and community members and individuals do a fantastic job in the community to bring people together and to support one another. So we're really working to enhance that. And one of the ways we do that is to recognise that young people bring so much expertise and lived experience that we really want to listen to that. And one of the ways that we show that is by valuing their time. We're one of the only youth ambassador programs that actually compensate their young people. By paying them for their time, it's a concrete way to demonstrate that we truly do value youth voice and youth expertise. And internally within council, we're always advocating for youth voice to be part of decision-making processes.
That's terrific. Now, there was something else you wanted to mention as well.
Yeah, so the Youth Advisory Group. The Youth Advisory Group is currently recruiting. We're looking for anyone aged 15 to 25 years who live, work, or have a significant connection to the Yarra Rangers area. This is a really inclusive and diverse group. We really want to hear from everybody across the region. It doesn't matter what experiences you have. If you want to have a voice within council, if you want to have a voice within your community, this is a really fantastic opportunity to meet other young people who want the same things and to actually have an impact in the way that decisions are made in your local area.
Again, how are they going to apply, and is there a closing date for those?
Yes, fantastic. Applications close on the 5th of May for this one. The first one was the 2nd of May, and this group closes the 5th of May. And you'll find us again on our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth. And it's a great idea to just follow us on social media, because we're always posting opportunities and news, and there's heaps of really fun things coming up for young people who are interested in a range of different things.
And one thing the young people are really good at is social media. I've just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on the Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. You're listening to the voice of the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 21 minutes to one and still a fairly chilly 13 degrees. We're certainly from a couple of weeks ago, we were talking the 20s, and I'm in the top today is 15. But anyway, you're listening to Community Connections, and I have with me Anchor and also Natalia from the Yarra Rangers Council. Helen, Natalia's just been telling us about the advisory groups and all that. But tell us a bit about your youth voice, and also you've spoken about this foyer two or three times. We don't know what the foyer is.
is actually something that's sort of come across from Europe, actually. So there were foyers that were set up to support young people that were homeless with accommodation, and so they would be given the opportunity to sort of engage in education or employment or whatever it was that was just going to break that cycle of homelessness. So the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence have been really involved with setting up like the culture of the foyers here in Australia. Right. So what we work, so we work within that model, and what it is, it's about using an advantage thinking approach, which is that's sort of like the, you know, the speak for it, but what it actually is, it's about in spending time with a young person, looking at what they've gone through and really sort of reframing it and thinking about it in a way that's that showcases their strengths and what their talents are. So we really want to focus on what it is that's going to bring them out of this situation and move them forward and get the best out of life.
So you take it away from the negative to the positive, do you?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we don't focus on everything that's gone wrong and everything that sort of, you know, might have stood in the way. We just look at building a path forward. So we look at what the young person's good at, what they're interested in, and then we kind of create a bit of a vision with, well, they create their own vision and we just support that. So, and, you know, we really focus on that, getting into school or looking at what your career path can be. And within our program, like, they get all the support that they kind of need in that space. And, you know, and like with the Youth Voice, like, we really, a big focus of what we do is having young people involved in our decision making. Like, a young person was on the panel when I was employed at Anchor. Like, they, you know, their opinions and their ideas and their sort of perspective on everything is really valuable to Anchor. It's a real sort of key part of how we operate.
So it's not... Pardon me. It's not the anchor make up their mind and say, well, this is what you're going to do. It's really driven from the ground up, from the young person, what their needs are, and then you go about addressing those needs but also changing their views from, you know, negative, that this has always happened to me and the world's never going to go any better, and you turn that into a positive. Am I right on that?
Yeah, and giving them an experience where they can actually see that, you know, that their opinion and their ideas matter and can actually be transformed into some action and to some really positive results.
Wow, that's terrific. All right, yeah. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
From the unsealed road around the bend, there runs an old bush track that leads down to the water hole just below the split log shack. Grandpa built timber home back in his younger days. From pine logs in a strand he found some 15 miles away. He cut and trimmed the logs with axe and stacked them on a dray. Hauled them with a two-horse team from dawn to dusk each day. He also built a wood plank bridge across Old Willow Creek to make a crossing near his home where the water ran too deep.
The old plank bridge that spans the creek just below the old log shack rekindles lots of happy times as my memory takes me back. Again I see Grandpa and me bringing cattle down the ridge and hear that old familiar sound as they cross the old plank bridge.
Just a lass, we'd visit Grandpa's shack. He'd walk with me across the bridge and along the old bush track. He'd tell me of his younger days, things he'd seen and did, and all the changes taking place since when he was a kid. He told me how he cleared the land and planted stockfeed crop. No fancy tractors way back then, he walked to clear the lot. The barn is standing just as good where he used to stack the hay. And the fences that he put up then are still standing there today.
The old plank bridge that spans a creek, just below the old log shack, rekindles lots of happy times as my memory takes me back. Again I see Grandpa and me bringing cattle down the ridge, and hear that old familiar sound as they cross the old plank bridge.
Dad and Grandpa's gone to a better place above. I often go to the old log shack and the bridge I grew to love. Now I take my kids along and they have lots of fun, jumping off the old plank bridge like I did when I was young. But my special time is twilight when the world is quiet and still. Then again I see Grandpa and me bringing hill. He's teaching me to love the bush and the bushland ways. So again I live those times gone by back in my grandpa's gaze.
The old plank bridge that spans a creek, just below the old log shack, rekindles lots of happy times as my memory takes me back. Again I see Grandpa and me bringing cattle down the ridge, and hear that old familiar sound as they cross the old plank bridge, and hear that old familiar sound as they cross the old plank bridge.
And that's our local singer-songwriter, Leanne Patrick, and the Old Plank Bridge. I know a lot of people love that song, so we put it in today. Anyway, you're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 11 minutes to one. The hour's nearly gone. Can't believe it. And we've managed to hit a top of 14 degrees and one more degree to go and we've hit it. And I have with me Anchor, Helen from Anchor, and also Natalia from the Yarra Rangers Council. Natalia, you wanted to tell us about another program, the Arts and Music, and something else.
Yes. So this is a program that I'm particularly passionate about because I coordinate it. It's called Defrosted Events.
Called what?
Defrosted Events.
Oh.
Yeah. So formerly known as Freezer. So we're still known as Freezer on our website and on our socials because our new name is hot off the press. But basically, Defrosted Events is an arts, cultural and music events program. So it's about teaching young people how to deliver awesome youth-led events. And one of the key things that I'd like to emphasize is that you don't have to be artistic to be creative, and you don't have to be creative to put on awesome events. So this is really about anyone who, if you're interested in the creative industries or you're passionate about the arts or just want to learn how to put on events, join Defrosted Events. Again, also known as Freezer. And
I remember Freezer was a great organisation.
Yeah, exactly. It's been going for more than 20 years now and has had amazing outcomes in the community for young people who have gone on to have amazing careers in the creative industries. And so we provide training and we connect young people to professionals in the creative industries, and it's an opportunity to learn all sorts of skills in event management and leadership skills, and also to connect with other young people who are interested in the same thing. So we meet every Thursday from 4:30 till 6:30 on Zoom, and we have face-to-face meetings once a month.
Whereabouts? When they're face-to-face?
In Lilydale. near at the Lilydale Lake. So there's a community room there.
Yep.
So young people who are interested in any of our programs, they can head to our socials, but they can also call or email us. And you can call us on 9294-6716 if you just want to have a chat and
can
learn.
Can you give it that just again, please?
Yeah, so it's 03-9294-6716. So if you want to have a chat and find out more about what we do and see if it's for you, feel free. We're all pretty friendly. Just give us a buzz. If you'd prefer to email, you can email us at youth, so Y-O-U-T-H, at yarrarangers.vic.gov.au.
Can you keep that again, please?
Yes, youth at yarrarangers.vic.gov.au.
Natalie, is there any special thing on today because it is Youth Homelessness Matter Day? Is there any special events on anywhere today? Do you know?
Yes. Well, there's we're participating in YACVIC's. It's a community forum for young people to talk about mental health. That's at 4 o'clock. It's online. I think it's Shout It Loud. And so we know that mental health is one of the is a key driver to homelessness. So we support organisations in the community who do a lot of this work. And yeah, and the other thing is doing this here today with yourself, Alan, and with Helen. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Helen. You were saying before that you're always looking for people to help these young people. So what sort of people are you looking for, and what sort of assistance?
Sure. So we're always looking for opportunities for our young people. I mean, most of them are working and they've like sourced their own employment, which is incredible. But, you know, it can sometimes be a challenge. As we know, like in, you know, day-to-day world, it can often be like who you know, and you can often get opportunities for employment through like family connections and things like that. So we've got some amazing young people in our program, and so we're just sort of putting it out there into the community. If anyone does have an opportunity for them, like employment wise or volunteer wise or service wise, like, you know, we're always looking out for opportunities. So if anyone, you know, is out there that has anything that they'd like to connect with us around, like, we'd be really happy to speak to them.
Fantastic. Helen, can you also give us some contact details for it? And if you could give them to us twice so that we've got a chance to write them down, please.
Sure. So anyone can call Anchor on 8761-9040. So again, that's 8761-9040. And we also have a website that's really comprehensive, got great information at www.anchor.org.au. So that's anchor.org.au.
That sounds fantastic. So really, I mean, most of the work that Anchor is involved around the 16 to 21, isn't it, age group?
Oh, well, that's only one part of it. So I'm like team leader of youth development services. So that's one branch.
Yep.
But there's housing and support is another huge branch in Lilydale. And then our out of home care is another component as well. So we've got sort of a bit of a diverse kind of way of supporting the community.
So,
but it's all about having the safe housing and homes.
So those other two groups you're talking about, what age groups do they get involved with?
So for our housing support and opening doors, that's all ages. So that's families and singles and like anyone at all that's struggling with housing challenges can go there. And then the out-of-home care space is for sort of like for children and carers that, you know, for whatever reason can't be able to live at home, and Anchor supports the carers and the young people in that program.
It's probably a bit of an unfair question to throw at the two of you, but at such short notice, how many people do you think are homeless in the Yarra Valley? Are we talking 1%, or are we talking, you know, quite a number of people? I don't know.
I don't know the exact stats
on it, Alan, but I know that there was research done like a few years ago that we really tried to act on, because there was like a real hidden homelessness group with young people. So young people that might be couch surfing or, you know, just sort of travelling around that didn't really have a home, but they didn't technically think they were homeless. but were still living with that anxiety of like not knowing where they were going to be in sort of the long term. And yeah, I'm sorry, Alan. I wish I did have statistics on it, but I do know that of all people that access homelessness services, 2 out of 5 are under 25. So, you know, it's.
And can't live at home. For various reasons, or
various
is there
reasons.
One predominant
reason? There's
always
lots of complex reasons, yes. Yeah.
Mainly mental health on their behalf or mental health on behalf, because let's be honest,
predominantly, Alan, my experience, it's like that their parents, like that the family, like there's mental health and challenges within the family where they're unable to support the young person.
That's what I was just going to say, and I didn't want to cut across you. It seems to me that there are some, I don't know how to actually phrase it, and still say it without being rough on people, but there are some very poor or fairly poor parenting skills with some people, aren't there? And I'm not having a go at that. That could be through ill health, mental health, but it can also be that if you people don't break the chain, then what they see at home can become their future too, can't they? Somewhere, yeah. if you people don't break the chain, they'll go on to think that what they lived in is the way that the family should operate, won't they?
That's right. Yeah. So we do kind of like to think of it as an opportunity to take a different path and to, you know, discover a different future.
And I think everyone in community has the opportunity to support young people and all people to help break that cycle of intergenerational trauma. You know, we can do it by looking at our processes, wherever we are at work or in our hobbies, and looking for opportunities to incorporate the voices of young people and opportunities to support young people to learn work skills or, you know, give people a chance. So I think we all in community have a role to play in supporting young people and preventing homelessness.
Something's just gone wrong here. No. All right, I just hit the wrong button. Look, ladies, if you could perhaps both just quickly give me the contact details again, both for Anchor and Natalie, if you can just run through very quickly the closing dates for both your youth ambassador and your advisory groups, please.
Great, yes. So you can find us on all our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth. So we're on Facebook and on Instagram. You can also email us. So you can find us at youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. And if you'd like to speak to someone, phone us at 9294-6716. And just those closing dates again for the Youth Ambassador Program. Applications close on the 2nd of May, and the Youth Advisory Group recruitment closes on the 5th of May. And recruitment to Defrosted Events, that's ongoing. So you can hit us up at any time and have a chat with me about what that's about.
Helen, quickly, the phone number. I've got to go. It's just on the...
Sure, Alan, quick, I'll get it in. 8761-9040, and it's anchor.org.au. Okay.
And thanks for coming on today, ladies.